Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2343 and it was recorded on Thursday the 25th of September 2025. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, and as usual I am joined by Paul Henderson. Today we have our regular mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news, and two features which will be read by Robin Quine. We also have an edition of Just Talk this week, so keep listening after the end of this recording. We have three new listeners this week. Welcome to Mrs. Jean Barr from Norwich, Mrs. Shirley Banfield from Helston, and Mrs. Shirley Coley from Norwich. We hope you enjoy the programme.
Hello everyone. We begin our news with Norwich City appearing in the top 10 this week. Unfortunately for any footy fans, it's not about the Canaries. Norwich has been named among Britain's best cities for quality of life, as new research is released. The Telegraph has shared the findings of a study by Demos and Price Waterhouse Cooper, which has ranked Britain's 50 biggest cities, excluding London. They evaluated crime rates, house prices, earnings, healthcare facilities, quality of life and schooling, using local government data and a poll of local people. Norwich came in 10th place, pipped to the top spot by, among others, York, Plymouth, Southampton and Portsmouth. Norwich has been named among the best in the country by several publications this year. Which magazine said it was among the highest rankers for a city break this summer, and Time Out named it one of the best places to live.
Norwich has been crowned the UK's best beer city by a major publication. Writing for The Times, Pete Brown praised the city as a place where pubs that aren't even his favourites are still better than the best pubs in many towns. The Alexandra Tavern in Alexandra Road and the Fat Cat in West End Street were among the pubs listed, as well as the Murderers in Timber Hill. Norwich's status as the first location in the UK to organise a citywide celebration of its beer and pubs in the City of Ale Festival was also complimented. Last month, Norwich was named as the fifth easiest place to grab a pint outside Greater London, boasting an average of 33 pubs per 1,000 hectares. Years ago, Norwich was known as a city that had a different pub to visit for every day of the year.
Proposals for three councils to replace Norfolk's current eight have been backed by Norwich City Council. Labour-run City Hall is one of the six district and borough councils pushing for the future Norfolk model after all the county's authorities are scrapped and replaced. At an extraordinary council meeting on Tuesday, all but one of Norwich's city councillors supported the three council model. It would see new unitary councils providing all services, covering Greater Norwich, East Norfolk and West Norfolk, in the biggest shake-up of local authorities since 1974. Supporters say that model would save the councils £220 million over 8 years, with all transition costs fully repaid early in the fourth year of the new model. They say after that there would be savings of £49 million a year. Mike Stonard, leader of Norwich City Council, said, "It will create councils which are the right size to serve their communities effectively, keep decision-making in the hands of those who know their area best, and ensure a continued strong public voice in local democracy to ratify the decision and agree to submit the proposal to the government." Breckland, Broadland and West Norfolk have already agreed to support the three council model. North Norfolk and South Norfolk met on September the 24th, while Norfolk County Council, which wants just one council, and Great Yarmouth met on September the 25th to agree on their approaches. The government will then consider the proposals and decide what should happen in Norfolk. For the changes to come into effect, legislation to create the new councils and abolish the old ones will need to go through Parliament.
A Norwich vet is locked in a row with the council over a sign he hoped to place on top of his new practice ahead of its opening. Evangelos Kanalos, director at V for Vets, an independent practice which will soon open at the Horizon Centre in Postwick, has shared his frustration that one of the finishing touches to the building could be scrapped. Evangelos proposed an illuminated V for Vets sign across the top of the building, which is situated directly next to land where Costco will be built. The sign was to help his clients find the practice, especially during emergencies. It seemed as though the application was set for a positive outcome after papers recommending approval appeared in Broadland District Council's planning portal. But Evangelos was then sent emails from the council saying changes had to be made or the application would be refused. He said, "My frustration is that we are in a business park and we will be right next to the Costco, which is also taller than us. The sign's illumination would be no brighter than any street light, and there are loads of those around here." When questioned by this newspaper what its concerns over the signs are, Broadland District Council said the application is still going through the planning process. A spokesman for the council added, "The planning team is still working with the applicant." Postwick Parish Council has also objected to the signs, saying unnecessary and excessive artificial light at night can disrupt the natural behaviour patterns of various species, including nocturnal animals.
A bid to demolish a site which would fill the missing link in a major city centre redevelopment project has stopped, just as demolitions are primed to begin. The former Barclays building in Magdalen Street would have been knocked down and replaced with shops and flats under plans submitted to Norwich City Council by Canon Clark Architects in 2021. The building is attached to Anglia Square, which is being primed for demolition as part of a major redevelopment project. However, the plans have now been withdrawn, leaving the future of the building uncertain. The vision was to replace the vacant 2.5-floor building with a four-storey structure featuring commercial space in the basement and ground floor with 13 apartments above. A mixture of two- and three-bedroom apartments had been proposed with access from Edward Street. The development is unrelated to the £300 million redevelopment project at Anglia Square.
An extraordinary row has broken out over the future of the halls in Norwich, with one of the city's leading arts organisations accusing another of using legal threats to block it from taking over the venue. Norwich Arts Centre's director, Pasco Q. Kelvin, has revealed Norwich City Council twice decided to award it a contract to run St Andrew's Hall and Blackfriars Hall, only for losing bidder Norwich Theatre to challenge the process. The City Council has now pulled the plug on the tender process, prompting bosses at the St Benedict Street-based Art Centre to slam the tactics of Norwich Theatre, which runs the Theatre Royal, the Playhouse and Stage 2. The Arts Centre says its hopes of turning the medieval complex into a South Bank centre for the East have been dashed. But Norwich Theatre says the fault lies with the council's process. Arts Centre boss Mr Kelvin has criticised Norwich Theatre's actions. He said, "We are extremely disappointed that this opportunity to further develop a vibrant and important cultural resource for our fine city, maximising the benefits of the excellent capital investment in the building, has been lost due to the tactics of a much larger organisation." Bosses at Norwich Theatre said City Hall was at fault for the way the process had been run. A spokesman said, "Both of Norwich Theatre's challenges to this procurement were about how Norwich City Council has run this process." In the arts sector, collaboration is vital for our growth, and we look forward to working with colleagues and partners for the good of Norwich, Norfolk, the East and the arts. It is not clear if the tender process could be restarted or if the council will run the halls in-house as previously did.